It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Wealth Architect Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Yeagy. So glad you're here. Today, we have a really great guest. He's the host of the Practical Wealth Show podcast. So he talks about wealth all the time, too. He does it on a podcast, just like we do here. And he's the creator of Practical Wealth Advisors. He's been planning for individuals for more than 35 years, passionate about helping his clients save money and live the very best life they can right now. Sound familiar, right? Like we're on the same page here.
There you go.
The primary focus of his financial planning firm is to help individuals and families become financially free, following the principles of wealth creation, which we're going to go into today. And these are principles that have been around for a long, long time, lots of centuries. So we're going to talk about those today. And let me welcome our guest, Curtis May. Hey, Curtis, welcome to the show. How are you?
Mark, I am great. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
So excited. So give us a little bit of background. You're up in Philadelphia right now. How long have you been in Philly?
All my life.
Okay. 25 years?
Yeah, exactly. No. So 50 plus years. I'm 59 now. I hate to say it. When I first got in business, I was the youngest person in the office at 20. And I'm third generation business owner. My grandfather was in business. My family owned a supermarket growing up here in Philly and was in the tavern business. And I got into the financial industry at 20 as a junior in college, I realized the NBA was not looking for 5'11 shooting guards.
They aren't.
With a mediocre handle. And I was like, okay, I need a new dream. And so I've kind of been doing this, ever since, really. And, it's evolved because I was, we'll talk about this typical, right? Buy-term investor difference, max out your 401k. And then in 1999, 2000, I read a little purple book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And that kind of shifted. I didn't know what to do with all that stuff. So it took me 5 or 6 years to kind of codify it so that I could put it into a format, a framework to kind of teach it. And yeah. So all that stuff is kind of, what I've taught now, but my drive is towards freedom. I don't like people telling me what to do. I want to do, what I want, when I want. And I try to teach clients the same thing. You want to be financially free, where you can do what you want to do. We call it in our system, use expression, getting to a position of FU.
Right.
Yeah. So which we define as passive income twice your expenses. So our whole thing is around cash flow and control of your life, of your money.
Twice your expenses. Cool. Okay. So who do you help and how do you help them, Curtis?
So it's funny. People that seem to find me, their goal is work optional income, work optional lifestyle. Right. And so I generally find I work with that like my message are real estate investors, beginning and experience, small business owners, and people that aspire to one and two. Okay. And so they aspire to that because first, financial planning is different for entrepreneurs than employees. Like, your number one asset, the reason they like me is I tell them your number one investment is not sending it to some fund manager you've never met. It's in your business, right? Yep. And so you want liquidity, use, and control of your capital. And so the people I talk to kind of already know they can make, if you put $1 in your business, you make $2, that's 100%, right? Yeah. And so you can't get that anywhere else. So I teach people to lean into what they kind of know is right, but the world doesn't validate it, right? Because all Wall Street and all of their non-business owner friends tell, you need a solo 401k, you need this, you need, no, you don't. You need to figure out how, you need to get good at your thing, right? And save money and then buy more other things that generate cash flows. You could get out the rat race. So that's kind of the people that like me. I'm a little bit kind of like you of a contrarian.
Good. Well, I love that. I love that you don't espouse just sending your money off to somebody.
I have a saying that people get tired of me saying, but it's never give up your power and your health, your wealth, or your time. And if you're sending money off to somebody and letting them control your wealth without knowing what they're doing, that's the main thing.
Yes.
Then you're really giving up your power. And we just saw that with the FTX bankruptcy and the Bernie Madoff, if you want to go back, and the Enron, if you want to keep going back. But it's, these are all coming from people that give up their power to a so-called expert, but that's okay. You know, like, you want to give up your power when you need brain surgery. You know, there's a time to give up your power, but you got to know what's going on, at least in your finances, because I don't know about you, but I deal with money every day. Like every day I need money to buy something, every day, to invest it. Right. So you might as well know about it, right?
You work and you work for it. You might as well know about it, right?
Yes.
And so it's funny. I was just, let's just say, Mr. FTA, I was just listening to a podcast on it this morning, right? And the guy was interviewing, they were talking about it. And so, you know, what I teach, we'll get into later, is really I teach the five principles of personal finance and the three rules of investing. So when I hear it, people violate the three rules. That's why they get in trouble. So we'll hit that real quick, too, because the first rule that of investing we teach is invest in what you know.
Yes.
Right. Invest in, or invest in knowing. Right. Becoming an expert, like, you know, and your knowledge is what you're investing in, because investing is not risky. As Kiyosaki would say, being uneducated is risky. So as your knowledge goes up, your risk comes down. Right. The second rule we teach is invest in what you can control, invest in what you can influence the outcome of, and don't chase returns. Right. So that's my filter. So if I don't feel like learning about crypto or trading, I don't know about it. So if I'm not willing to invest in learning about it and I can't control whether markets go up or down, then I'm chasing returns. You know, I'm suffering from fear of missing out. And so that's kind of like my filter, the three rules. And that's what we teach our clients. Those are the three rules of investing. Do you know about it? Can you control it? Does it cash flow? And, or are you just chasing returns? And most people, and the other part of that is what most people think is investing is not investing, it's speculating.
Yes, that's true.
You know, and, you know, it's funny because in Benjamin Graham's book, The Intelligent Investor, for those of y'all know, Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger are Graham value investor disciples, right? And the first chapter, he talks about, and you remember, the book is about securities, right?
Right.
He talks about investing versus speculation, a whole chapter on it.
Yeah.
On the stock market. So there he says an investment is something you put your money into where your principal's safe and you got a reasonable opportunity to make a profit. If it doesn't fit that definition, it is speculating, right? So now, or gambling, right? So if you hold that definition up to what most people have been trained to do, they're not investing.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's my true. So because when people say I want to invest, I was like, let's just talk about definitions here for we go there to make sure, because I don't think we're talking about the same thing. So I'm a financial educator like you, right? So I don't answer direct questions, right? I'm going to make you think about the answer because I need you to own it. It's your money. It's not Curtis's money, right? Yeah. So it can't be more important to me than it is to you, because you know I'm just a guide. I'm Obi-Wan, like you're Luke.
So how do people navigate? So right now we have something we haven't endured in a long time, and that's a bear market, right? Mm-hmm. And so how do people navigate that? I mean, if they're not experts and they don't know exactly, and a lot of people don't know exactly how to handle this market because we haven't had it, how do you position them, or how do you help them get positioned for something like this?
Yeah. So we look at planning differently. It's like nobody has a working crystal ball, right? And so what you do is you need to prepare. I literally just got off the phone with a client he's a real estate investor who's going through some stuff, and said, listen, I wasn't expecting it. I was like, he was a young guy, like under 30. I was like, you should expect it. Stuff happens, right? And so you can't, like, if you're trying to sail across the Atlantic, you can't plan for having it be sunny and clear every day with no waves, right? You're going to have that stuff. So you have to prepare for it. So markets go up, markets go down, markets go sideways. So can you make money in either situation? But I would argue the investing, that's like really the last thing to worry about. But when I talk about investing, I'll hit this and I'm gonna come back to the principles. Investing is not the stock market, right? So there's what we teach is there's four asset classes. Like if you look at the Forbes 400, how do they get rich? Most of them don't get rich investing in the damn stock market. Okay. And so I hope I'm not stepping on some toes out there, but so if you look at what they do, they build businesses, right? They buy real estate with the profits, or they have a real estate business. See, success leaves clues. So I try to reverse engineer. How do people get this thing done? And the third asset class is paper, right? So people think stock market and EFTs and trading, but paper is bigger than that, right? So paper is, I got clients that do private lending. You can buy notes, performing and non-performing notes. You can buy tax liens. You can buy, I'm not saying you should do any of this stuff. I'm just telling you that this exists.
Yeah, these are available.
These are available to you if you think, you know, it's private placement memorandums. There's, what's the other thing? Life settlements, you know, there's syndications. So there's all kinds of stuff. Some of them you have to be accredited. A lot of them you don't. You can do peer-to-peer lending. So what you've got to do is, you know, and what we try to do on our show is to show people, interview people that lets people know, look, there's a lot of ways to skin a cat. So you need to expand your vision and you know, widen the playing field is what's possible for you. So now what happens is if you're, because our emphasis is on cash flow, because remember, you got to invest, what are you investing for, right? So bear market, but it doesn't matter because our focus is cash flow, okay? And so I'm not investing for capital gains. I don't care what the market is up or down. I literally don't care. Okay. Yeah. Because what I'm looking at is, did I buy an asset that's sending me a check?
Yep.
And so that now that's a little bit of work. So that scares people because they don't really want to think, you know? And so if you don't want to think, and if you don't want to be in control of your money, guess what? Don't call me. Don't call me. Cause I can't help you. You know, if you love Dave Ramsey, think you walk on water, call him and call his people. Right. And because I expect you to be, you have to work with us. You want control of your capital.
Yep.
Because you know, and, or you're willing, you want to learn how to have control of your capital. And so if there's five things I teach, investing is number five. Like it's things you need to do before that to prepare for that. So I was kind of a long answer, Mark, but
No, that's good. So just to summarize real quick, what you talk about is about something that we similarly talk about, and that's freedom, right? Whether it's financial freedom, people freedom, time freedom, location freedom, freedom, right? That's a value that we all have, at least in the Western world. And then you want your passive income to exceed your expenses by 2x, from what I understand.
At least.
And then you say, listen, you got to invest in what you know, or invest in knowing. You've got to invest in what you can control, and don't chase returns. Right? Three solid ideas that make a lot of sense. And then you talk about investing for cash flow, which is something that we talk about. In fact, I have a program called the Cash Flow Machine, which we create income from the stock market, but we do it by taking advantage of the gambling mentality out there. We let the gamblers pay us that income by using the stock market to have assets that give us that.
And see, that's knowing. It's like, so to me,
that's knowing.
Like that's knowing, right? So, you know, cover call options and trading. See, I like that.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. But I just haven't had time to focus on learning how to do it, but I like it. But I know people that make money that. So you can make money.
Yeah.
It's just, but I've seen these MLM things where you don't need to know anything. Just follow this guy and do what they say. See, that you're not learning anything. So there's no value in that. That's just you. That's what they do is they're leaning into people's tendency to take the path of least resistance. And that's always a mistake, you know, because there's nothing good in your life that happened that you didn't work, learn about it, become an expert in it. You know, if you want to play, it's like the Malcolm Gladwell thing, you know, you want to get good at the cello or the, you know, violin or whatever, you got to practice.
Got to do 10,000 hours.
Got to do 10,000 hours. You know, you look at Kobe, used to shoot 1,000 shots a day.
Yeah.
Right. I was in high school. I read George Gervin shot 600 shots a day. So that's what I started doing. So I was all city in Philly back when they had peach baskets, you know, back in the day. I made that happen because I studied winners and I tried to do what they did. So that's how you win. You know, who's you know, biographies, there's great shows like yours, and you got, you know, success leaves clues.
Yep, absolutely true. So we're going to take a quick break and hear from a sponsor. But when we come back, I'd like to talk to you about the four components of an ideal financial plan. If we can get those ready and queued up, we'll talk about those right after this break. Hey, it's Mark Yeager here to tell you about our Cash Flow Machine trading program that's designed to teach you how to make safe, reliable income. Now, we shoot for 2 to 4% a month of income and growth in your portfolio. And we have courses to teach you how to do this yourself or inside a mastermind community. And the best part of that is it only takes about 20 minutes a week to implement. Now, while 2 to 4% a month doesn't sound like much, I show you exactly how we took my IRA from $111,000 to over $500,000 in just 19 months without huge risk. I'm not telling you this to brag, just to show you that you could do this too. So to learn more about this program, go to cashflowmachine.io. That's cashflowmachine.io, and you can learn more. All right, we're back with Curtis May. And Curtis, let's jump into a couple of concepts that I know you like to talk about. And one of them is the five principles of personal finance. And these are important for everybody to learn. Let's go through them so that we can all learn from each other here.
All right, so the principles. So, and here's the framework of what I teach, right, that I've discovered. Principles drive strategy, and strategy drives tactics, okay? That's right. And so the principles are the foundation. So the first principle we teach is save. So, and not, so let me define saving: safe, liquid, accessible, guaranteed, sure. Right? So yep. You need to say, right, it's right under Riches Man in Babylon. Part of all you earn is yours to keep. So I want people to under consume and save money. Now you're not going to get wealthy saving, right? Kiyosaki says savers or losers, but the principle or the verb of paying yourself first is the habit I'm trying to instill in people. And that, in the numbers, I want 15 to 20% or more of your gross income.
Wow. 15 okay. to 20%. Okay. Great. All I right, love that.
Gross. You make 100,000. Curtis wants you saving 15 to 20,000 of that. Yep. All right. And the second principle is what we call maximum protection. Okay. So I call it playing defense. So when we look at it, we actually will have people, we go over their, all their stuff. Like, so auto and home. And so we're looking at your maximum protection. Are you, what are your liability coverages? If you were at an at-fault accident, most people are underinsured, right? Yeah. And so if you don't have the max coverage, then you can't get umbrella coverage, right? Which is, you should have at least $1 million of umbrella coverage. I had a client, she had like, I don't know, $3 million worth of property. She said, well, I got, you know, 4 or 5 LLCs. I says, okay, but you have no, umbrella coverage. She says, well, what's that? And I was like, well, that's, you know, that's a problem. I said, cause you know, it's limited liability, right? So your first, you don't, you know, your first line of defense, you let the insurance company's lawyers go to work for you. And so I introduced somebody, got her a quote for like $2 million for like, I don't know, $700 a year. I mean, it was something negligible that she could afford that allowed her to play defense. Defense wins championships, right? That's and right. So you look at your, I'm not going to go through all detail, but you know, you look at your home, do you have disability? What if you, so you have to look at, if I'm building the empire, what could go wrong? And I want to transfer risk through insurance to other entities, you know, my property, my liability, my ability to work, my life insurance. Do I have wills, trusts, and entities? All that falls under that. And so what I find is beginners, experienced investors, business owners, they're lacking in a lot of those areas, because it's just, you know, most people are transactional, right? And so don't really, nobody breaks it down for them. And so we try to do that. And then there's the third principle is legacy, right? So we talk about, you know, building basically we talk, you know, the Bible says a wise man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. So I want people to, I want full replacement of your assets at death guaranteed. All right. So that's our third principle. And so those principles, by the way, dictate a lot of the tactics, or the tactic is a product that you buy. The products you buy should be a result of your knowledge, not a substitute for it. And then the fourth principle is liquidity, right? So liquidity cash, because we teach people to capitalize. See, a lot of people are focused on investing, but you need to have access to opportunities present themselves. But if you don't have any money, you can't take advantage of them. So we place a high value on liquidity. And our goal is 6 months to 12 months of liquidity. Like your first 90 days is your what I call your emergency fund. And everything above that is your opportunity fund. Or, you know what I mean? So, cause you wish you would, why are you saving? You're saving so that you could buy or build cash flowing assets within the four asset class, whatever you've researched that you like. All Curtis wants to do is make sure you have money to do it. And then the fifth principle, which you would call investing, is a velocity of money, right? So we teach velocity over accumulation. So velocity is, you know, is just an economic principle where you're trying to turn your money over, you know, so money making money. And so our focus is on cash flow. Are you growing your cash flow? We teach people to focus on it like every quarter. Okay. And are you doing that? And so velocity comes from in real estate, the velocity would be the Burr method, you know.
What? Say that again?
In real estate, for example, the Burr method, buy, refinance, buy, refurbish, refinance, repeat, like get the money out, go buy another one. If you're in business, it's how many times can you turn that money over? I spoke at the Laundromat Millionaire Conference, right? So they want bigger, more efficient machines so they can get their customers in and out, dry their clothes faster so they can turn the machine over. So I was in the bar business, you know, so we had, you know, a bottle of Bacardi might cost $13, you know, and we, let's say we had a $3 shot and it was 25 shots in a bottle, that's $75 on, you know, on a $13 bottle. So how many of those can we turn over? See, typical advice would have you have the bottle, just stacking bottles on the shelf, let them collecting dust. I need you to turn that money over. So you have to think in terms of velocity of money.
Yes.
And you know what I mean? And that's kind of the five principles.
All right. So let me review the five principles for you and see if I got them right. Mm-hmm. Because I think this is great. You know, even people like me and people like you, you know, it's good to hear them, right? Because we have people that we can teach all the time. Not everybody is an accredited investor with $10 million. You know, some people just need to understand what the framework is. So, All right, let's start with saving. You want to save maybe ideally 15 to 20% of your money, and that's to have it ready because you're not going to save your way to wealth, like I always say. Number two is you want to maximize your protection. Number three is you want to leave a legacy. So you have to plan for that. Number four is you want to create liquidity. You don't want to have things tied up where you can't get at them. And you know, if you can get at them in 6 to 12 months, that's the ideal. And number five is velocity. Use that money to turn over and have it make more and more money as it turns over. I get it about right?
Yeah. And so if you focus on the principles, you see, that's why I don't worry about markets going up and down, because I can't control any of that kind of stuff.
That's
but
right.
I can control if I can control my income.
Yep.
The things I control really is your attitude and your activity, right?
Yep.
And income is a result of creating value in the marketplace. So I can control how many people I create value for. And then when that money hits my account, then the principles are me being a good steward of my money. So, you know, velocity is in the four asset classes, business, real estate, paper, and commodities. But, you know, the emphasis on, because you can invest for capital gains, you buy low and sell high, but that's only what makes money one way.
Yeah.
If the money, you know, so, but if you can, I'm not saying not do that, but if you want to get out the rat race in 10 years or less, then you've got to focus on cash flow. And so once you identify, okay, this is my objective, this is why I'm investing, that kind of dictates what you do.
Right.
So I don't tell people what to do. I say, you want cash flow? Okay. What do you like? You know, I got clients that have cars on Turo and do short-term rentals and they do private lending. Their business is kind of working. I don't care what you do. That's your job. That's not my job. I don't give investment advice. I teach you. All I want to do is I want to help you get the four principles set up. I want you to know the difference between an asset and a liability. And I want to make sure that when you find something you like, I want you to have the money to do whatever you want to do. And, that's great. That's kind of how I roll with that. So now I can back into it ready that I do a plan. But any questions on that?
No, I think it's really good. And I love the passion that you have for helping people understand money, because I always say that, you know, they don't spend any time teaching us about this thing that you and I use every single day. And it's a most critical thing. And, you know, money is emotion, right? Like, you've worked for it. You've got labor in it. You don't want to lose it. You don't want to think, you know, we always think if we lose it, we're going to starve. We're not going to starve, but there's a lot, you know, loaded into money, right? It's the number one cause of divorces. So we know that there's emotion involved. And so you have to be able to get the emotion out of the decisions, and having these frameworks, like I know you're so big on talking about, is really, really important. So thanks for setting up the five principles of personal finance. But I think that kind of goes into what are the ideal components. And I know you have four of them that you'd like to talk about. What are the ideal components of a financial plan?
So the plan's got to work. Well, let's do it. So one, the ideal plan builds maximum wealth. Okay. Yeah. And so, and one of the things is, see, people think the way to grow their money is to find better investments that pay a higher rate of return. All right. And so I actually take the opposite tack. If you want to create maximum wealth, the first thing that we believe you need to focus on is maximum efficiency. Okay.
What does that mean?
So most people give most of their money away. Okay. And so there are six areas that if you get control of these, you're halfway to the winner's circle. Okay. So the first area is how people manage or don't manage cash flow. Most wealth is lost by how people manage cash flow. Okay. Sure. So one of the things that I do, I'm a big fan of, and I actually have our own software version of it, we call cash flow mapping. But if you've ever read the book, Profit First by Mike Michalowicz, you've got to, we call in our system, you got to tell your money where to go instead of asking where it went. So most people, even in business, real estate investors, they don't really, really track your cash flow. They're not intentional about their cash flow management. So yeah, that's right. A biggie, right? Looking at your fees and stuff, you're being overcharged. That's one. So the other five things are how you pay your mortgage. Okay. So I'll step on toes, but like sending extra payments, 15-year mortgages, all that's in this monetary environment is a complete waste of money.
Yeah.
Right. Because you're giving up control, back to your point, of your money and your money. If you got a 4 or 5%, 3% mortgage, why? And rates are like 7%. Why are you, you know, because one of the defining moments I teach people is because of inflation, your money will never be worth more than it is today.
That's right.
Right. So why would you send your more valuable? Don't you think the bank knows that? Why are you giving it to them?
And that goes back to education, about understanding education. Why your money won't be worth more.
Yeah. Than it you got to know. So you got to understand. So, I mean, you have to get economics. Jim Rohn used to say economics is major. Right.
Yeah.
And then the other. So let me hit the other four real quick. So how you pay your mortgage, taxes, number one, wealth transfers, taxes,
big time.
Right.
Big time.
Yeah. How you fund qualified plans. Okay, so past the match, we're not a huge fan of those. You have to understand how they work, because they really only, they do two things. They defer taxes and they defer the calculation of taxes. But here's the more accurate word. They postpone taxes.
That's it.
And they postpone the calculation. So you got to ask yourself, do I think in the future, will the government need more money or less? Right? And you got to come to that, because it's your money. I'm not going to tell you. Right. The fourth thing is how people pay for education. So putting money in 529 plans, that kind of stuff, that stuff hurts you come figure aid time. Right. Because, oh, OK, you got 50,000 in this 529. That's 50,000 you don't need from us. Right. And for your parent contributions. So you can put it in different places. That's more of a tactic, a product that you buy. Right. Yeah. And then how people pay for major capital purchases. That's a huge one. So I teach something called infinite banking, but how you pay for major capital purchases, which we define as anything you can't pay for in full within your monthly cash flow.
Got it.
And you have to finance it, right? So how you deal with that creates a lot of wealth transfers from your personal economy to the financial institution's personal economy. And so if you can So 35 cents for every dollar you make leaves your household in the form of debt. If you can recapture that 35%, if 35% goes to taxes and you can have strategies to minimize that, you're, you know, and you're trying to fill up a bucket right? Your financial bucket, but you have leaks in the bottom. So you're trying to turn up the faucet, where Curtis is saying become more efficient just means let's plug the holes first, because you got holes in your bucket. So Curtis is the hole plugger guy. All right. So that's maximum. I'm still on one, right? That's
I love how you talk efficiency. In third person, Curtis.
Yes.
You know, you talk about yourself like another guy. That's great.
Right. And so the second one is you want to be able to enjoy and utilize all the wealth created. All right. So I don't believe in living a deferred life. Okay. So I want you to go on vacation. If you're Dan, I got this from Dan Sullivan from Strategic Coach. He said, listen, if you want to double your income, you need to double your time off.
Okay? Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's, and I have really tried that. I'm not even part Strategic Coach yet, but I took that one and ran with that one. So I'm always trying to, so I've literally, I'm teaching clients, I've taken out my calendar. It's like, all right, here's business events, here's vacation stuff. And I'm putting, I layer that, you know, and when you build your calendar out, faith, family, fitness, right? And so you layer that in first and you get that out the way. And then you work around that stuff, because those are the important things. Right. Yeah. And so you want to, so you build money's to do something, right? So you've got to build it so you can enjoy the journey. It's not like, you know, the financial institution teach you to wait till 65. Well, why would I want to wait 40? I want to be, you know, go on vacation and drive my Porsche. Like I'm not the people say, are you a minimalist? No, I'm not a minimalist. I'm if you can save 20% of your income, I don't care what you do the rest of it. As long as you're putting that 20% to work to expand your means, like focus on prosperity and not on scarcity. The third one, because I'm long-winded, is the transfer wealth to your family and charities, right? So you want to, you know, how do you create a legacy of wealth and wisdom? Right. So I was just thinking about I was listening to a friend of mine's podcast, like, how are we educating our kids? So are you paying cash flow with your kids? Like, you know, because I've had, you know, it's a saying, a fool and their money is soon parted. So you can't just leave money. Right. You have That's to leave right. the knowledge, the instructions. And, you know, as Rich Dad Poor Dad, the title of the book, what wealthy people teach their kids that the poor and middle class don't. So they don't teach money at school. Money is taught at home. But in the book, he says, well, what does a poor middle-class family do? They're going to teach you what they know. Go to school, get education, get a good job. But nobody's talking to them about money. They get credit cards and they're already getting sucked into the matrix.
For sure.
And so we have to, and don't talk about college. Okay. And I'm going to go there. All right. So the,
I can go down that rabbit
Marxist
hole
indoctrination too. Camps, but all right. So and here's the number one or the number four, but the plan has to work under all circumstances. Yep. See, most people only work if the market goes up. But as we talked about before, markets go up, markets go down, markets go sideways. So you have to have a plan that works under all four. And that's how you stress test yourself. And, you know, you have to look at it. You should have a money date once a month. And just pull out all your stuff and I forget her name, Shayna. She was on my show. I said, Money Day. I'm stealing that. Okay.
I had her on my show too.
Money Day. I said, I love that. You know, so we have date night. We do that. So I need to have a date night with my wife about the money. Because somehow
I'm thinking, Jane Curtin.
Yes. Right? She is awesome. Yes. Yeah. And so I thought that was brilliant. And because people don't talk about it, right? They don't really. You know, we try to give them, we do a one page financial plan called a personal financial snapshot. So we look at, I try to get them to look at that's built on the five principles so that we can measure where they are on that. And, you know, so when I do our semi-annual annual reviews, how are we doing? Right. But I want you to look at it every month and think about it. Are you growing your cash flow? Because that which gets measured gets done.
Yep.
And so that's my story. I'm sticking to it, Mark.
I love it. Listen, let me summarize that. Then I have a question I want to ask you. And then I want to tell people how they can get a hold of you. And then we'll send you on your way and have a merry day. Mm-hmm. But you know, the principles that you just talked about are have an ideal plan and having that plan to build maximum wealth. You should enjoy and utilize your wealth. And, you know, like Dan Sullivan says, if you want to double your income, you got to double your time off. Well, we all like that idea. We just don't think it's possible. So a lot of times we don't know what we don't know. So we've got to open our minds to this you know, at least finding out what we don't know, listening to people like Curtis. Number three is you got to figure out a plan to transfer your wealth. Think about that and build that in. And then four is you have to have a plan that's going to work under all the circumstances. Did I get that about right?
Yes. Yeah.
Cool. So let me ask you guys,
what if I die? What if I get sick? What if your markets go up? What is all that stuff? You've got to think about that.
Yeah.
And your plan has to work no matter what, because that is going to happen. So a lot of people, we just got off like a 10-year bull market.
Yeah.
That's all markets come down. Okay. Yep. And so now, and so there's a lot of opportunity to make money now.
That's true.
If you're educated. So,
anyway. So let me ask you this, Curtis, how do you make money? How do you personally make money? You got all this great knowledge and wisdom, and I know you're going to tell people how to get a hold of you, but how do you make your living?
Good question. Thank you for asking. I take donations. So I'm in the financial space. I'm primarily, so I don't do securities. I'm primarily insurance based, right? So we talk about principles, strategy, tactics. So I taught the five principles, right? Those principles drive a strategy. So one of my primary strategies, I teach something called, you might heard as privatized banking, or call it the private reserve or infinite banking, but it's just a saving strategy, right? Where do you store your cash?
Yep.
Well, but that's and the tactic that goes with that is insurance, right? So I sell insurance, guys. So
that's great.
People ask me, what do you do? And I don't feel like talking. If I get on an airplane, I sell life insurance, right? So,
exactly.
But, in financial products, mostly fixed stuff, because I'm the safe money guy. So that, when it warrants it, annuities, disability insurance. So I'm more of the defensive stuff, the insurance stuff. And then I send people to experts or try to set them up to go to, you like real estate, you like business, you like paper. So I have affiliates, or we actually are starting a second process called Practical Wealth Business Acceleration, because I'm actually pretty good at business development.
Yeah.
So by the time the show airs, I may have that site up. If you go to curtismay.me, that site should be done by the time the shows come. It'll have all of the stuff that we're doing. Because I struggled as a business owner trying to figure out how to get people in and that kind of stuff. And so now I've kind of got that dialed in. And then, so I haven't made like an outbound call in like 2 years, right? Cause I have enough of tracking, but my revenue comes from the financial products. We also have a subscription service called the Money for Life Club, where my goal is to cancel out all the noise, all the financial noise that you're hearing. You can't get your financial planning off 2 minutes off of TikTok. You know what I mean? You need to, listen to Mark, or, check out our show, and you need to drink deeply from books, right? Yeah. Where people spent years of their life putting information down, magazines and, little videos are like popcorn. People say, I don't like reading. Well, you need to get over that, because you need to read stuff of the above, right? You have to do all of the above, but you have to become a student. So my fee for majority of our revenue comes from the products in the implements, because I help people. I'm not just talking out here to whistling Dixie. I help people implement. Okay. Sure. All this stuff I talk about, I help them do. And then my fee for service is the companies pay me for implementation.
Okay. And so now last thing is, how do people find out a little bit more about you, get in touch with you, get your knowledge and wisdom?
So if you want to hear more of the madness that is Curtis, okay, I would first direct you to the Practical Wealth Show podcast. And I would direct you to the our YouTube channel, because I do different stuff on each platform.
Okay.
And you can follow me on IG. And then if you'd like to have a conversation, if you go to practicalwealthadvisors.com and click apply to work with Curtis, I'll do a complimentary strategy session. And I also have a free report. So if you will text Be the Bank to 55444. So that's Be the Bank, all one word, all caps, to 55444. We have a special report for your listeners called Creating Wealth Using the Velocity of Money. So we're big on velocity and cash flow. And then I'll put you on our mailing list, and you might get a call from my assistant to see if you want to meet me. So, but that's the best way. Listen to it and, just get a feel for what we're doing. And if you like it, then reach out.
I love it. Well, listen, I love, this is like drinking from a fire hose of frameworks for you, which to me, I find it fascinating. I hope the listeners and viewers of my show did as well, but you are passionate. You are excited about wealth, and I love meeting and having people like you on my show. And I love exposing our listening audience and viewing audience to people like you, because the world needs more financial education, not less. And we need more options, and we need to take control of our wealth, especially these days. It's getting harder and harder because our wealth is being taken away from us. So Curtis, thank
without
you so much.
Without any evidence, it's being confiscated. We say without any evidence of a crime. And that's we're right. letting it happen. And that's that right. pisses me off, honestly. So that's why I'm so passionate. I'm like, you know,
it's happening and we don't even know it. You know, inflation is a tax on the poor, but it's a tax on everybody. Everything has gone up, you know, it's just ridiculous. But anyway, I know your time is valuable. So I want to thank you again for being on the podcast, and hope to see you again very soon. And you listeners and viewers, I want to thank you for tuning in again to another edition of the Wealth Architect Podcast. Remember what I always say, never give up your power in your health, your wealth, or your time. Have a great day, everybody, and see you next time.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.